Okay, very good morning to everybody. So yesterday we spoke about the beginning of the Din Tliya, and the basic thesis that we wanted to argue is that the Rambam goes out of his way to separate Tliya from Skila itself, which is an amplification of the Shita of Chachamim against Rabbi Lazar, that it's not called Niskal Nitlin, it's not an integrated part of Skila, but it's really a specialized din, and it's specialized not in terms of Kafar B'Ikar, that was the Heyara of the Lecha Mishnah, right? It's really a din prati in Gidov, Kilas Elohim Talui, Tliya, more than anything else in Halacha, challenges the very notion of Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim itself requires that we don't expose bodies. It's how the Nesinim were basically written out of Klal Yisrael, Rachman and Baishan and Gomle Chasadim, in terms of what they did to the Beis Shaul. But the point is that it's required because by Birkas Hashem, by attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha Shemo, or Avodah Zarah, as opposed to Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesed, which is also Mumer L'chol Torah Kula, Goy L'chol Dvarav, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, right? That's a din prati where a person assaults Tzelem Elokim, so the proper response is and again, we'll see, it's a momentary deviation for Halacha's inviolate attitude towards Kavod HaBrios and Tzelem Elokim. This person degraded the very source of that by doing Avodah Zarah by Birkas Hashem. I really should say from Birkas Hashem to Avodah Zarah, because that's the as Hashem hu megadev. So that requires the Tliya. So we'll see how this halacha Zayin, really furthers the point. So Ketzad Mitzvah Sanitlin, Achar Shesoklin Oso Mashkinis Akor Ba'aretz Oetzi Otsi Mimena, Makifin Shteyadav Zolazo V'Tolo Oso Samach Lashkiya Sachama. Matir no so miyad, as we said, it's only a momentary or instantaneous deviation from the standards that all Tzelem Elokim requires. V'imlan over malav lo'sa, seishan emar lo'sa, l'nivla sole. It's three hayaros. So the Kesef Mishnah is Meir. He says, you know, very fascinating. If you look in the Gemara makes it clear that you're sokel, this individual, samach l'shkiyas acham, and then Tliya immediately follows. He says it's not so clear from the Rambam. It just says achar shesoklin oso. So he says, okay, l'maskana, we can say, we can medayik those words, that probably it means techef l'skila Tliya. What I would say is that it's a deliberate ambiguity in the Rambam. It's true, of course, in principle, that one waits to do skila. You're not just going to leave the body around, and then you'll do Tliya. But why would the Rambam not make it as clear as it's clearing for the Gemara? Why would the Kesef Mishnah's question be a very good one? I think that's exactly the point that we're making. The Rambam wants to make it clear this isn't just a natural extension of Skila. This isn't Kol HaNiskal and Nitlin. This is distinctive. This is a Din Prati in Gidduf. Okay, that's Heyara number one. Number two is the Diuk of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, you know, very fascinating, right? You know, why is it that the Rambam didn't say exactly where we hang the person from? So you could challenge the premise of the Radvaz, because it says, Makifin Sheyadav Zolazo Vitola Oso Samachushkiya Sachama. So if it were me, I would say I think that's pretty clear that the Rambam agrees, right? You know, that you hang the person from his hands, right? But the Radvaz says something which I think really highlights the point. Lo Nizbar B'Divrei Rabbeinu Meiz HaMakom Tolen Oso Rashi Kasev Esolo Oso Biyado. Which I don't think there's any doubt that the Rambam agrees with it, but again, a slight ambiguity here. But I think that the Radvaz, really, his answer is very telling, especially in light of our Mahalich, when it comes to Misa Sayef, for Rotzeach, and for the Yerni Dachas, and the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us, Kederach Shamalchus Ose, right, that Misa Sayef is the Misa's Bezdin, which, you know, is at that convergence point. We're using the Drasher Saran as a helpful analog in that regard, right? That, you know, where the Din Malchus meets the Din Sanhedrin. So the whole point of our Tliya is to be differentiated from Kederach Shem Malchus. So this isn't Tliya like the Malchus does, you know, Migrono. This is Tliya, Ki Kilolas Elohim Talui, in a way that, again, is highly controlled. It's momentary, and we don't do it dafka kederach shel malchus osa, because we want to show this is a spiritual matter. The person, by denying the kedushas Hashem, right, by engaging in birkas Hashem, or by denying yichud Hashem, by engaging in avodah zarah, assaulted Kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the basis of Tzelem Elokim. The Kavod HaBrios is rooted, the reason that we have Kavod HaBrios is it's rooted in Tzelem Elokim. And Tzelem Elokim, a person doesn't believe in Tzelem Elokim, so again, the appropriate measure for that person, the Midah Keneged Midah, if you will, is a deviation from what would otherwise be a completely unacceptable, you know, a deviation from standards of Kavod Abrios, but it's only because he called into question the foundation of Kavod Abrios. Finally, Lo Salin Nivlaso Al Ha'etz, right, so the Gemara expands, there's the Gemara Sanhedrin Amin Vav, which says, oh, you know, we started with Misas Besdin, and then, you know, this, the truth is that this applies to all people, unless it's the Chvodo, like, you know, you want the family to be able to get there, or the Maspidim to be able to get there. So sometimes we're Malin Esameis L'Chvodo, but otherwise, you know, especially in Eretz Yisrael, they move, you know, really quickly, I have to say. So the point here is fascinating, right? You think that, you know, death is something which is a part of life. It's part of all of the Torah, and it's part of everything, you know, all of humanity. You know, it's a one certitude that everybody can be sure, you know, that, you know, HaKol Holich Al Makom Echad, as Kohala says. So of all, you couldn't spare one pasuk in the Torah. One pasuk in the Torah tell you that there's a din of Lo Salin Nivlaso, you know, outside of the realm of Tliya, which is like the super specific halacha of Birkas Hashem and Avodah Zarah. Oh, but he had no sentence. That's exactly the point. Right? The fact that we're extrapolating from that source is unmistakable. What the Torah is telling us, that even somebody who really forfeited in a certain measure their Tzalam Elokim by attacking the very source of that, and we were willing momentarily, right, to treat this person in a way that we would never contemplate treating Tzalam Elokim in general, and when I say Tzalam Elokim, I mean that broadly, right? The Ramban talks a lot about this in Essay on the Torah, about why Yeshua was makbid to take the bodies of the Malchai Canaan down, a little bit beyond their scope for now, but it's an important din in Tzalam Elokim. So the idea is that, you know, even this person, okay, so they did something terrible and they paid with their life for it, and they had Tliya for it. But in the end, we're not going to turn our back on even this person, Tzalam Elokim. And that's the basis of Kavura in general, and the idea of Meis Mitzvah, that everybody deserves a Kavura. It's why the Haruge Besar, when they were Nitan the Kavura, we just passed to Ba'av, right? Hatova Meitiv, Sholi Sricho, Shenidu Kavura. To bring somebody to Kever is a very, very, very big thing. And it's rooted in Tzalam Elokim, and we learn it from the extreme case to prove the rule, right? The extreme case of somebody who, in a sense, has forfeited their Tzalam Elokim by assaulting the basis of that, Kedushas Hashem, even that person, after this momentary deviation necessary for Tliya, that person becomes a source of Kavura overall.